Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. The Shir should be dispatched to us for a moment. Shiyichyu. The Rosh Tavashin Rais on Moshe Mordechai. We're discussing the union of Lishma, Talmud Torah, Bikiyum HaMitzvahs, and based on the Torah, Bereinu Rabbeinu, Hagon HaMuflag HaMuflag, Rav Manzat Sal, Psachim, Daf Nun Amid Beis, Rav Arami, Ksiv, on one hand it says in the Pasuk, Ki Godal Ad Shemayim Chesdecha, Hashem's Chesed, is great until the heavens, Ksiv, different Pasuk, Kigadome al Shemaim Chazdecha, Shem's Chesed is above the heavens, so is it till the heavens? Nor is it above the heavens. Akeitzad viazoy, Echzelved, Kanbo sim lishma, Kanbo sim shelo lishma. This is when it's lishma, this is when it's shelo lishma. Kigado al Shemaim Chazdecha, Shem's Chesed is till the Shemaim if you do the shelo lishma. Kigadol me'al shamayim chazdecha, Shem's chesed is above the heavens, even greater. That's when you're doing it l'shma. Shelo l'shma is ad shamayim. L'shma, that's shelo l'shma. L'shma is me'al shamayim. To Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, le'olam yasok adam b'torah uv'mitzvot. Af al pi shelo l'shma. Shemitoch shelo lishma, balishma. A person should always involve himself in Torah and mitzvahs, even though it's not lishma, it's not for the sake of heaven, because from shelo lishma will come to lishma. So you see that there's a mile of shelo lishma, and mitoch, that's ad hashamayim, and then mitoch shelo lishma, it'll be zocher to come to lishma. And this Rabbi Yehuda Marav is gebrengt in Nozir Chof Gimel Amit Beis, Sota Chof Beis Amit Beis, Erechent HaZayin Amit Beis, Saita Mem Zayin Amit Aleph, Sanhedrin Chof Hei Amit Beis, Hori Yasin Amit Beis. And it's known what Tosis writes in a number of places, Brachas Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, Tain Zayin Amid Aleph, Psachim Nun Amid Beis, Nazir Chav Beis Amid Beis, Soita Chav Beis Amid Beis. And what the Gemara asks, Divrei Yehuda Amar Rav, V'rova, and from the Sugya, on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, and Rava who follows them in the Sugya and Psachim, from the very well-known Sugya and Baruches of Yitzayin Amid Beis, says there, Divrei Rava, Reish Yischach Meiris Hashem, Seichel Tov L'chol Oiseyem, Lo'isim Nemar L'chol Oiseyem, Lo'isim Lishma, V'loi Lo'isim Shelo Lishma, V'chol Ha'ose Shelo Lishma, Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. That the Pasuk tells us that the beginning of Chachma is fear of Hashem. It is good wisdom for all those who do Lishma, but not those who do Shelo Lishma. And anybody who does Shelo Lishma, better he not have been created. So we see you shouldn't do Shelo Lishma. Not like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and Rava. From Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and Rava, you see you should do the Shelo Lishma. There's a Maila Shetelo Shelo Lishma. The Moshe is going to bring you to Lishma. And we have a pasuk Ki Gadol Ad Shemayim Chazdecha that Rabbi says is talking about Shelo Lishma. So there is a mile of Lo Lishma. So why then does the pasuk go on and tell us that, based on the Gemara Brachos understanding the pasuk, that if you do Shelo Lishma, it's better you not have been created? That's the kasha of Taisvis Bekama Duchti, that we mentioned earlier in a number of places. Tyson Tainus and Saita also asked, from what it says in Tainus 7a, that if you're Isaac Shelo Lishma, Isaac and Torah Shelo Lishma, so what's the din? Din is Samamaves. It is an elixir of death Shenemar Yarav Kamata Likhi Ben Arifa Al Hariga. Mamish can kill you. So how does that shtim? How does that work with what Yehuda Amar Rav? That there is a Ma'al Shalosh Ma'al. So two Gemaras, one Shalosh Lishma is Nachal Shalosh Nivra, better not have been created. Another is that it's a Sama Maves. So this is bothering Taisvis. And in these aforementioned places, Taisvis answers that there are two types of Shalosh Lishma. One is that you should be called Rebbe, or that you're a rabbi. People like that, they'll call me rabbi. Don't call me by my first name. Call me Rabbi Harav. That's one Shalom Lishma, that's what the person's looking for. Or that people should give him kavod. Okay, that's one type for the chashivus of being a rabbi, of getting kavod. And that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, L'olam Yasek Adam Torah Mishal Shema Tosh Shal Shema Bal Lishma. That's Beseder. That Shal Shema is Beseder for kavod. Gemara Brachas and Tainis, which is talking about how lo lishma is completely beyond the pale. Noach lo shelo nivra, stachasama moves. So that's talking about somebody who's learning al menas lekanter in order to be mekanter. What does it mean to be mekanter? It means to start up, to instigate, to fight, to be a nuisance. So such a person who's learning Amanas Lakanter, Loyachloishulai Nivra, Vanasis Lasama Movis. As an aside, there are certain Svarim that are written as a polemics against other Svarim, and when I sense that the author was a less than Lashma, sometimes there's an ideological divide. I won't give examples. I really try to stay away from such Svarim because I feel like it's just Amanas Lakanter and the Mamela, that's not Torah that I want to delve into. So Amanas Lakanter is Noach Lo Shalei Nivra, Nazis Lo Sama Moves, whereas Kadeshi Akirori Rebbe, Keshi Chabdu, in order to be called Rebbe, get covered, that's Shalol Shema, that is acceptable. So the reason in understanding this Chilak L'Chaira, we shouldn't explain as the Tashbitz Taka does, Chelik Aleph, Simin Kuf Mem Vav, that Amanas Lakanter is Aser, Amanas Shiakare Rebbe, O Shiachabduhu, is not Aser. Because Lachaira, even when a person is seeking out Kavod, when a person has Gaiva, Kavod and Gaiva go together, why does a person want Kavod? It's Gaiva. So a person's Gaiva and Kavod is also Aser. You're allowed to be Mavakish Kavod. Gaiva is a terrible thing. Chumana Litzlan. So Maishna Hameha, just like Amanas Lakanter is Aser, so to seek out Kavod is Aser. So we see in Tosfos Sota, who writes as follows. Nir L'Taritz, when he's dealing with this issue of his Shalol Lishma, acceptable or completely beyond the pale, Zok Tesvis, Nirah L'Taritz, the Osek Shalol Lishma, Kigon Mir'at HaYisurin, Ki Hacha, Ume Ahavat, Kibul Sachar, She'eno Mitkaven, Lahashlim Ratzon Yotzro, She'tzivahu Al Kach, Ela Lehana'ato, Kidam Rinan Bechulei, במצוותיו חפץ מאוד ולא בשכר מצוותיו. That a person's עסק שלא לשמה, like he's afraid of Yisurim, like over here in Sota, and or he loves being mekabel schar, that his intention is not to fulfill the will of his creator, but rather for his own pleasure. Like it says that a person be mitzvos of chafetz mod, you should desire God's mitzvahs and not his schar mitzvahs. V'hainu kavodim sham shem sarav al menas lekabel pras. Like a person who serves God in order to receive a reward. And like we find by Balak in the schar of his 42 karbanos, yatsim imenu rus, Shlomo. That's really how I got to the sugya, Parashas Balak. The Gemara talks about the Shalol Lishma of Balak. The Chazal tell us that Lelem Yasek Adam Torah V'mitzvahs Filu Shalol Lishma Yitol Shal Shma Balak Shma Shavishchar Boim Mishtayim Karbanos Shukif Balak Yatsin Zachav Yatsin Menu Rus Bas Beno Shal Eglon Ben Beno Shal Balak. So you see the Ma'il, even though it was Shalol Lishma, it was to curse the Jewish people, but it still brought to a good result of him being Zochet to Rus. So it emerges then that there is a Ma'il sometimes in Shalol Lishma. So if a person is doing it because of Rus Schar, or because of the fear of Onesh, for Has Hana, like it says in the Gemara, a person gives tzedakah menashe yechiyah b'nei, is a tzaddik gamur. Aval ahi shaloi l'shma, sek toisvis, v'taynis, v'mseches brachas, eino isek b'toyro, kadei l'kayim lo'i me'ahavo, lo'i me'yilo. But the shaloi l'shma of taynis and brachas is not where he's being isek b'toyro in order to be me'kayim, not ahavo, and not yiro. V'z v'leil, ma hu rotze, ma adam hazeh rotze. הוא רוצה להוסיף על חטאתו פשע, שעכשיו שגגות נעשו לו כזדונות. שאף על פי שידע שעובר, לא מנע תאוות ליבו כנפרי שחד אדם בברכות, תכלס חוכם ותשוב במעשים טובים. שלא ידם קורא בשנה בועט באביו. שנאמר שכל טוב וחוסם לא דם לנו ארציהם לא עושים לשמה. So what's the chisaron of Shalol Lishma? That he's just adding on to his sin. And now his shogegs become zdoinis. Because he's learning Shalom and Aslasos. He's learning not in order to do. He's learning. And he's fully intending to sin afterwards. That is completely unacceptable. That's a Shalol Lishma that's not allowed. So we see from Tosfos that the issue is not the Lekanter Shebedavar. The Iker we see here in Tosfos is not the Lekanter, that he's doing it in order to be an instigator, but rather the problem is that he's learning Shalol Al Manas Lasas. Not in order to do. Like we see Lehejah in the Gemara and Brachas that Tosfos brings. He says there in the Gemara that the Tachlis of Tshuva, Tachlis of Chacham is Tshuva Maisim Tovim, that a person shouldn't learn and then rebel against his parents. It has to bring to Maisa. And so is Lehejah and Rashi in Brachas. In the aforementioned Gemara, Dibur Masal Esh Shal Shema Noyach, Perush, Ein Oloi Men Al Manas Lekayim, Ela Lekanter. The Beperek Mokom Shenogu Omar Rovo, Vohosam Ayri, Bimekayim Kedei Sheyichabdu, Vohi Mashma B'Yerushalmi. So you see Lehejah and Rashi, that Amanas Sheikhabdu is Beseder, because in such an instance he's Loimen Amanas Lasis. Otherwise he's not going to get the covet. And the problem here is he's Eino Loimen Amanas Lekayim El Lekanter. He's not learning in order to be Mekayim, he's learning to instigate. But the problem here, the primary problem, is that it's not Amanas Lekayim. Whereas the Kadesh Sheikhabdu is in order to be Mekayim, in order to fulfill. V'cheinu lehejia barash, psachim, simbeis, taisarash, brachas. The lekanter is shalom and aslasas. As a mevoar mizeh, shekolshu al menat lasot, so we see also in the rosh, and the taisas harash, that this lekanter, this instigation, means that a person is learning not in order to do. He just wants to start a fight, but he doesn't want to fulfill what he learns. So kolshu al menat lasos, it doesn't matter why he's learning, but if he's learning In other words, if his ultimate goal is to be miskabed, to get covered, or the kante. But what matters to us is that he's doing it almanas lasas. Rosh writes, b'lashonai, shemekayim mitzvahs, kidei sheyichabduhu. He's mekayim the mitzvahs in order to get covered. That's also meduik m'loshen Rashi. But almanas sheyichabduhu must be selecting them, munach bazed, encapsulated in the almanas sheyichabduhu, is that he's going to be mekayim. As Rashi says, v'asamari b'mekayim kidei sheyichabduhu. He's mekayim in order that he should get covered. So that's not covered. Covered. So that's the difference between the two lolishmas. Lolishma to get covered is fine as long as zamanas lakayim. Zamanas lakayim is no good. So that's the chiluk. Amanas lakayim is shalomanas lakayim. However, v'ikir divrei atosfos sorich iyun. Why? Because since Tosfos writes that the primary problem is mitzat hosofas chet al pesha, that he's just adding on to his sin, loshan atosfos el hosif chatosay al chatosay pesha shatas dainos shkagos shatas shkagos nasu lo kizidonos. So his shogegs become mazid. Zam naslakayim. Ebazoi, what's the kamash malon of the Gemara in Brachas and Tainis that we learned earlier from Sukkim? Noach lo shaloi nivro, sam hamoves, v'harei memela kachu, kevan shalomed veino oseh. You need Sukkim for that. To tell you that this dude is learning in order not to be Mekayim. Now he's just mamish going to be mazed when he's over Averis. We need Pesukim to tell us that he's not Beseder, that Noach lo shalom nivro and it's a Sam HaMoves. Why do we need Pesukim for that information? Why do we need Pesukim for that information? We could figure that out on our own. Umaika mashmalan vitzorech bialfuta mikray al ze. What do we need a limit from Sukkim? Sach poshet. V'chein etzem einyan tzarich bi'ur. We also have to understand the etzem einyan. Right, we have in Tainis the limit is Yarav kamatar likri and refel hariga. That Torah can be hariga. Torah can kill a person if he's learning shalom and aslakayim. So we need a pasuk for that. So we also have to understand the etzem inyan. Sof, the Gemara says is the din of shalom lishma. Just like Tosis writes that munach bazeh. Sheyichabdu. Or kadei sheyikari Rebbe. So the Gemara says that if a person learns shelo lishma, Tosfos says that a person shelo lishma, then it could be a good thing if, provided that, it's just in order to get covered, or just in order to be called Rabbi. Whereas the Gemara in Brachas and Tainis, he's talking about a different case. Brachas and Tainis that say shalom lishma zam lomen amanas lekanter and loach melosh sama maves. That's a different type of lishma. That's the lishma that's no good. but then it would come out that the Gemara is misleading. Because the Gemara tells us that Shalol Lishma is horrible in Tainis and Brachas. It's a Sama Mavis, or better, the person not have been created. We know that that's not true. Because there are Shalol Lishmas that are fine. Amanas Sheyechabdu, Amanas Sheykari Rabbi is fine according to Tosfos. So why does the Gemara mislead us and tell us that Stama? The Gemara tells us in an ambiguous way that Shalol Lishma is great. Shalol Lishma is that you get Tzchar Ad HaShemayim. But it's not true. Because sometimes it's not true. Sometimes the Shalol Lishma is terrible. As we see in Brachas and Tainis. So how can the Gemara mislead us, seemingly, and tell us that Shalol Lishma is always fine? It's a stammer that Shalol Lishma is great. Not perfect, but great. And we see other Gemaras that it's not. It's terrible. That's misleading. In Taka, the Rechaim HaKadosh, coming up to his Yortzeit now, and his Sefer Rishon LeTzion, Yeridei Reish Menvav, Sifchaf, writes, the Teretz HaTos is Dachuk, Sherei Stam Kama. This wants to make a difference between two types of Lishma, but the Gemara talks Stama. The Gemara doesn't distinguish. So it's a Dachuk. It's a forced interpretation to make an ukimta. Now, this is talking about this type of shalol lishma. It's talking about shalol, the other type of shalol lishma. It's not the mashmalos of the Gemara. Also, we have a kasha, the Rosh and the Dorim, and of Samach Beis Amar Aleph. Elazar Tzadik says, Elazar Tzadik says, Asay Dvarim L'shem Pa'alam, that a person should do things for the sake of one's maker. V'daber behem lishmam, and speak in them lishma. So the Rashi explains, what does the pa'alam mean? Lishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pa'alam means for the name of Hashem, shepa'ala kol amaneu, that he made everything for himself. V'daber behem lishmam, kol diburcha u'masa'acha. V'divrei Torah yeh l'shem Torah. Kon leida u'lehavin u'lausif lekach u'pilpul v'lo lekanter v'lo lehitga'ot. Lishma means that all of your speaking should be in divrei Torah, for the sake of Torah. What does it mean for the sake of Torah? To know and to understand and to add lekach u'pilpul, what comes out of this Gemara, what kashas you can be metaretz, v'lo lekanter lizgos, and not to instigate fights, and not to be arrogant, not to be haughty. Wow. So this rush is like an earth-shattering rush. So the Rosh says that it's coming la'afuke. When it says, do it l'shma, speak l'shma, it's coming to exclude, to preclude, l'kante. That's where Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik is coming to preclude. Don't do a l'kante. So bishlema l'hizgos. Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik says, one's doing it for gaiva. In other words, shalol l'shma. Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik says, there's no maila. And the maila is when he speaks lishma. So that's a nice contrast. Says Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, Daber bem lishmam, speak lishma, and not lizgos. Don't speak in learning in order to show off. Don't speak for kavod. So that's great. He's coming to tell you, don't do it for kavod. Do it lishma. In other words, to understand Torah better. Because there's no maila in the lizgos, that's shalol lishma, but rather speak lishma. But lekanter, is that only because it's not lishma? Lekanter is a sama mavis. Lekanter is mamish death. So how can Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok come along and tell us that You should speak lishma. Why? So that you're not lekanter. You should learn or understand better. Lahisif lekach upilpul leida ulahavin sufashtein. To add understanding. Why is that such a great maila? Because it's not lekanter. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's the other side of the coin. Lekanter is deaf. That's not why you should speak lishma. You could say speak lishma and not for gaiva. Seder, that I get, but speak lishma and not to be makanter. Makanter is death. That's the chiddush of Elazar Reb Tzadok. Lishma, speak lishma, but not for death. That's what he's coming to preclude. That you shouldn't speak words of death, which is Torah al manas lekanter. That's a very surprising rush that he puts the two together. Lo lekanter, let's go. I get. Let's learn lishma, but not for your own kavod. Great, that's the other side of the coin. But learn lishma, not lekanto. Lekanto is the opposite extreme. It's the sama lovis, of course. I can't be Rav Elazar Reb Tzadok's chiddush. We also have to understand divrei atosfos. Tosfos writes in a number of places that what's shelo lishma. Liskabed. That's the acceptable shalol lishma. Place in Sota that we referenced writes that shalol lishma is when one does it nachmas yiro kabbalah schar. Shalol lishma is when one does it, he learns because he's fearful of Hashem, or in order to get schar. Like we see in the Gemara there in Sota, there it says Prosh Me'ava, Rashi's Me'ava Schar Mitzis Lo Lavitz Mitzis Aboire, Prosh Me'iru Shel Einshim. There are seven, the Gemara says, pseudo righteous people who erode the world. And the Gemara says, the righteous of Shechem, the self flagellating righteous, all these parishes. The bloodletting righteous, the pestle-like righteous, the righteous who say, Temu Abagesh is and I'll perform it. And then a parish me'ahava, those who are righteous due to love, and parish me'yira, those who are righteous out of fear. And that, Parosh Me'ahava, Parosh Me'ahava, Parosh Me'yira, Rashi's Parosh Me'ahava, Me'ahava Schara, Mitzvah Lalavitz and Sabayri. He loves the Schara, that's what he's after. Not because he loves the Mitzvah. Me'yira, Shal Oinshim. He's afraid of punishment, but that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to serve God. Because he commanded us. And Rashi says, and then the schar is going to come. You don't have to worry about it. That's not your problem. But you should have the right to kavanis. Upon him. So, originally we saw that shalol lishma is to be miskabed. And now, Tosfos Sota tells us, like we see in the Gemara, that the shalol lishma is avin yira. Loving schar, fear of punishment. Yesh b'zein yan rak mishum divrei Rebbe Yehuda Marav sholem yasu kodem. The Gemara says, Abai and Rabbi said to the Tanu, transmitted the Brisa, don't teach in the Brisa, parish me'yira, parish me'av, parish me'yira, because you should do shalol lishma, shemitoch shalol lishma, bo lishma. So we see this is a shalol lishma. And there's an inyan because of Rav Yehuda Marav. Shalol lam yasek adam atari mitzvah shalol lishma. Shemitach shalol lishma bo lishma. V'chein ulehejeh b'rambam. Tshuva 10:5. Az lama lo iskiru atosfot besota kumo shekatav b'chol hani dichtei me'almanas l'skabe. No, the Tosfos Sota And they're giving the example of Shelo Lishma. That's acceptable. They give the example of Avan Yira. What about when the Tosis writes in all the other places, Almanas Leskabe? Why did Tosin Soto only say Almanas the Kabel Schar Meiris Einish? Why not they also include Almanas Leskabe as an acceptable Shelo Lishma? And it's Muchrich from what Tosis writes in Sota that the only case of Shelo Lishma, that Noyach Leshelo Nivra, that it's a negative Shelo Lishma, that it's an unacceptable Shelo Lishma, is when a person learns Shelo Amanas Lasos. And Tosis says, you're Moisif Chet Al Pritz and Moisif Chet Al Pesha. Otherwise, we see in Tosis not including the Shelo Lishma to the Lachon Shelo Nivra. So why didn't Tosis write in Sota the Sinyan of Amanas Leskabe? Tosis and Sota only went on the path of Avin Yira. That's the acceptable Shelo Lishma. Why didn't Tosis say what Tosis said everywhere else? That Amanas Leskabe is also an acceptable Shelo Lishma. Right? Tosis Batzmam, it's clear that their only unacceptable Shelo Lishma is that you're doing Shelo Amanas Lasos. So why doesn't Tosis mention the Amanas Leskabe is an acceptable Shelo Lishma? So we really have our work cut out for us, sweet friends. We want to understand what is an acceptable Shelo Lishma, what's an unacceptable Shelo Lishma. Understand Pshat and Tosfos, understand the Rosh, the Kantor Lizgos, that you're only learning the Shema, not the Mekantor. How can that be? It's the opposite extreme. And Tosin Sota, which says that the unacceptable Shelo Lishma is not the Amanas Lekantor, that's not the problem. The problem is it's Shelo Amanas Lasos. Not like it seems from Tosis elsewhere, that it's just a Amanas Lekantor problem. But rather, the problem is Shelo Amanas Lasos. When it's Shelo Amanas Lasos, then it's Loch Lo Shelo Nivra Lasos Lo Sama Maves. And why is Tosin Sota not mentioning Amanas Leskabet as an acceptable Shelo Lishma? Should be, because in addition to Avin Yira, doing mitzvah of Avin Yira, for a word and pun not to be punished, that's an acceptable Shelo Lishma, so it's an acceptable Shelo Lishma. Amanas Leskabet, why does the Tosis mention that? So Mitzvah Shem, in the next shir, we will present at least the beginning of a Mahalach to understand this issue. And Baruch Hashem, I really feel that it's so important before we even get to the answers, just to appreciate the questions, to learn. You know, people a lot of times quote this sugya. It's very superficial. Yeah, this type of Shelo Lishma, this type of Shelo Lishma is Beseder. So if you learn, you can learn Kedei Sheikar Reb, Kedei Sheikar Tu. But don't learn in order Amanas Lekantor. We see it's not so pashut. First, it's not so pashut. You should learn Amanas Sheikar Reb, Amanas Sheikar Tu. I'm saying, it seems like a bad thing, learning for Kavod, running after Kavod. So maybe that's really not the chiluk. Maybe the chiluk is like Tosis and Sota says, Amanas Lasos or Shelo Amanas Lasos. Again, we have other Tosisim who say that one's allowed to, it's an acceptable Lishma, Amanas Sheikarev, Amanas Sheikhabdu. So we want to understand these two types of Shelo Lishmas. And the Rebbe Elazar of Tzadok, Kaseid Vram Lashem Palam Vedab Revam Lishmam, as we saw, and Mitzvah Shem, we will hopefully zeichet to continue and see the flow of Mitzvah Shem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.